Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Happy April Fools. If your children try to prank you today or tell you something insane, that's why. Okay? It is April Fools. Welcome to Cozy Moon Podcast. My name is Shan. I am the mama of the girls. This is episode 26, season 19. I want to talk about problems your children should solve alone. They should be able to solve alone. Okay? Yes. Them. And only them. They're old enough. They're smart enough. They're brave, they're self-aware, and they should be, okay? A lot of today's kids are not challenged to critically think for themselves, and it's because parents are doing too much for them, or they have devices that do too much for them. They're not using their minds at 100% anymore. They want mommy or daddy to fix it. And if we allow this to be a norm, how will kids think independently? In your absence, what does your child truly think about themselves? In your absence, does your child know what to do if they get lost? Does your child know what to do if they're locked out the house? Does your child know emergency phone numbers at the top of their head? Or do they need their phone to figure out your number? Do your children even know your number by heart? Do they know your work number by heart? Do they know someone in their neighborhood that they can trust to call you that you approve of? In an emergency, what does your child know how to do? And if you don't ask your children those questions on a regular basis, or if you don't tap in to see what they know or what they need to know, how will you feel confident about your child not having you around or there being an emergency? And that is why there are problems or challenges in life that your children should be able to solve by themselves, because you cannot be everywhere your child is as they get older. The one thing that I do love about children in New York is they learn independence very early. You know, it's normal in other places for children to walk home from school or take the school bus. In New York, children are either taking the city bus or they're getting on the subway. There are adults that are supposed to sit on the subway and watch as kids get off, but nobody's holding that kid's hand and walking them up to their front door. You know, they learn independence very early. They learn how to put the fare on their car to be able to get on the subway and sit down. And they know, you know, what to do in certain situations. They're more aware. They know how to speak up for themselves. And most children, when they're only raised in one type of environment, there's a lot of life skills that they don't get to exercise because they're not in an environment where they have to exercise them. And their parents are not traveling with them. Their parents are not taking them places where how you get around on a daily basis is different from what they're used to. And you're holding your children back by not allowing them to experience different lifestyles. Okay? But that's what I'm talking about today. Welcome to Cozy Room Podcast. Our kids are not even trying to problem solve these days at all. You know, when do we allow our kids to think it through alone before interrupting them or giving them the answer or telling them to Google it? What happened to telling them to read it? Telling them to grab an encyclopedia? Because most people don't even have books in their house with kids. And that's sad. And that's majority of why most of your children are reading on a third grade level, because at what time of day do they have to read outside of school? Do you go to the bookstore with them? I take my kids to Barnes & Noble all the time. There's libraries still open. Most people don't even have a library card. Most people have kids don't even use the library. You can't watch TV or watch an iPad or watch a computer all day. It's not even good for your kids' eyes, you know? So today I want to talk about how we can make that better, how we can help our children start to think for themselves. So number one, foremost, do not solve all your kids' problems. That's not helping them. When your child has a problem or says, I don't know how to do X, Y, and Z, or this is not working, before you tell them a solution, you should say, I wonder how we could do that. Let them think. Let them think. You know, sometimes I might tell Anya, you should think about what you could do to make that better. Or you should think about what other option you might have to find that answer. And then if it's, you know, an hour that goes by and she's not getting anymore because she's not getting anywhere because she's really trying, then I may give her a hint or encourage her on what resources check to get her an answer. But I don't want to keep giving my children answers just because I know, and I don't want to be bothered with watching them struggle. Watching your children struggle when they were trying to learn to crawl was something we had to do so they can crawl. Waiting for your child to find the confidence and the want to take their first steps was something we had to do. We can tell them, put one here, put one there, put one here, put one there, and then you walk. Do it today because I want you to do it today. Like, so why do we feel like we can just keep giving our children the answers and hope that they're just going to be a great student? Teach them how to be aware of their surroundings when you're with them. So then when you're not with them, they're very aware of their surroundings. Teach them not to have both headphones in their ears while they're waiting at the bus stop. Teach them not to give complete strangers or people that they think are their quote unquote friends their full address, or the first and last names of their parents, you know? Don't tell your people that you think you're close to exactly where I work, or what time I get off, or what time I get home, or what's the garage code. Like, you know, teach them boundaries. Tell them things that you just don't share. Things that you don't write or say in school. Things that you shouldn't bring in school. You know, one thing that I tell my girls that I don't want to have to tell my girls, but I have to because I live in the United States, is when we go into a store, keep your hands out your pocket. Now, you should be able to put your hands in your pocket, in your front pocket, your back pocket, in your bag, wherever you go, it's yours. But When you're a brown-skinned person living in the United States, most businesses automatically feel like you're stealing or you're going to do something they don't want you to do. So when they see that your hands are not in a bag or, you know, you don't have a hoodie on and your face is not covered up, they feel more relaxed. So just to not have an issue, make it a less of an issue type of situation. It sucks, but that's the reality of it. And me telling her that and telling Ari that, they're just very aware of what not to do when they go in certain stores, what not to say when you go in certain stores. A lot of times, Anya would purposely bring up people who steal while we're in stores. And I'm just like, Anya, I keep telling you, you don't talk about that while you're in the store, because then you have people around you on high alert on why you're talking about stealing while we're in the store. That's a conversation you could have at home. That's a conversation you could have at the car, in the car. But in the store, you're not being aware of your surroundings. You know, talking about why someone is so short and we're in line right behind them is not being aware of your surroundings. Talking about somebody being really big or can't walk is not something you do when you're 2 feet away from them. Boundaries, okay? Awareness. Teach your kids, they're not aloof, they're not unable to grasp. They understand. You know? Stop talking and yelling and dictating and learn to calm down and talk to your children and teach them how to calm down. Because if they don't see that you calm down when you're not focus, or you, when you're irritated or when you're angry, they're not going to calm down. And you have to teach your children how to calm down by themselves and then make a choice. You know, Ari gets very irritated a lot of times because she's very much a perfectionist when it comes to doing anything. And I tell her all the time when I feel like she's overwhelmed, just like, would you like to go to your room? So you could calm down and then come back later and do it. I think you should go to the bathroom and get your cry out and your screams out and then come back and then we could do it. But I'm not going to allow her to throw salt on a situation that does not have to be so big. Because now you're just looking for attention. Now you're just looking to annoy everyone around you because you can't do something. Okay. Teach your children to say, hey, I need help. Can someone help me? Can you please help me? Or when you're doing something in the house that you can do yourself, you can say, hey, Anya or Ari, can you help me by holding this so I can sweep this in here? Or can you help hold this so I can screw this in the wall? Or can you bring me X, Y, and Z? Like, asking them to help me do things around the house, because I want to remind them that I'm not the only one in here that can also do these things. You can too. Or I'm not the only one that lives here and uses these things. You can help me clean this too. I don't let Anya do the dishes all the time, but I'm starting to give her times where Anya washed the dishes. But I didn't use all these, neither did I. Anya washed the dishes. Because there's a lot of grown women that don't know how to clean a bathroom. There's a lot of grown women that don't wash their dishes. There's a lot of grown women that don't know how to wash laundry. Ari is very tiny still, so a lot of times she can't open the dryer by herself. I tell her to put things in the washing machine for me, but out of fear of her dropping things behind the washing machine, I just end up doing it. But she spreads her bed. She knows how to put up her shoes. If I tell her to clean a room, she knows how to clean a room. Her drawers, you know, she knows where to put her underwear, her socks, her tops, her pants, her shorts. She knows what drawers they go in. She knows what needs to go in the hanger. They know, like, the night before, they need to pull out their uniforms and put them on the sofa. Those type of things, they know how to do. And so, when you're at home, you have to get to a point where you acknowledge what age are they at.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Now, what are some things they should be able to do without me, or would do on a daily basis without me having to say it all the time? And you should hold them accountable to doing those things. Allow your kids to make appropriate choices. You know, you could wear the blue polo, the white polo, or the yellow polo today. Which one you want to wear? You could wear pants, shorts, or a skirt. Which one you want to wear? You know what I'm saying? What tights you want to wear? What shoes you want to wear? What coat you want to wear? What hat you want to wear? You know? What color poster you want for your project? Like, you have to give them room to make certain decisions for themselves, or they're going to get to a point in life where they're scared to make a decision for themselves, because my mom always does it, or my dad always does it. I remember when I was writing insurance back in 2014, how many 40-year-olds and 50-year-olds call in with their mom on the other line or their dad on the other line calling in to make a payment on their insurance. And I'm just like, woo, the way this parent should have let go a long time ago. Because how are you in your 50s or your 40s having your old retired? My name is Shan. I am the mom of girls. I am the host. I am the creator. I am the editor. I am the everything. You can check out more from me on shanbepodden.com. Parent, pay for your auto insurance. Pay for your mortgage. What? But people do it. And the way that your grown child doesn't want to do for themselves is a reflection of how they were raised. the people that they were around. I always tell my children, if you have to hide it, you know you shouldn't be doing it. If you can't tell me and it's a secret, you know you shouldn't be doing it, hearing it, seeing it, holding it for someone. If it's illegal and someone puts it in your bag, you need to leave that bag right where it's at. Teach them now. Teach them now. Being an accomplice to a crime is not that hard to do, especially in the South. Louisiana, Texas, Georgia, Florida. Somebody was doing this. You was just in the store when it happened. That you all friends, you accomplice. You was in the car, you accomplice. You was at the house, you accomplice. None of y'all want to take the charge for the weapon, then all y'all get the charge. You know what I'm saying? Like, teach your children now to know when to remove yourself from a situation. Okay? Do not make your children feel like they can't make decisions as preteens, teenagers, 20-year-olds on their life or career because you're not married, you're not dating, you don't have anyone, and if they leave, you'll have no one. Don't make your children feel guilty for wanting to live their lives. Do not treat your child, your oldest child, as a co-parent to your youngest child. Do not have them miss out on things that they're supposed to experience because they have to pick up their younger sibling from school, or they have to help their youngest sibling, with homework, or, you know, they can't work a job after school because who's going to watch their sister or their brother? That's not fair. As a parent, you have to find another way to be able to parent all your children without one of your children missing out on their life experience. And there's a lot of kids who grew up like that, taking care of a younger sibling, and they get to their late 20s or their 30s, and that parent's just like, when you gonna get married and have kids? I want some grandkids. In that child's mind, I already had kids. I raised your kid. When you wanted to do a double shift, or you wanted to work long shifts, and I had to take care of, you know, my sister, or I had to take care of my brother, that was my experience as a parent. I don't want that. I don't want that for myself. So no, you're not going to get any grandchildren from me. A lot of adults right now who do not have kids, do not want kids, had that experience of having children because they took care of their siblings or their cousins on a level where it was inappropriate. Okay? Because at the end of the day and the beginning of the day, your children will learn from the world regardless of you keeping them in a social bubble, a digital bubble, a no TV, a no cable, a no Wi-Fi zone. They're going to see things in the world, learn things from the world. So all you can do as a parent is really brace your child for what they may hear or see. So I'm very open in discussions about what my child may tell me, ask me. You'll be very surprised as to what the conversation is with these elementary school kids, because a lot of them have better iPhones and Android phones than their parents, and they can click things, see things, hear things. And because I don't shame my children from sharing anything with me, my children ask me about the things that they heard, the things that they seen, and I don't lie to my kids. I think that's one of the worst things you could do as a parent is lie to your children because you think, oh, you shouldn't know about that. You're at an age where that shouldn't be a discussion. Well, if your children are bringing it to you, it's being discussed. If your children are bringing the word to you, the topic to you, it's being discussed. It might be even being seen already. They're coming to you for confirmation. They're coming to you for, is it true? They're coming to you for, is it true that you have to have sex in order to have a baby? Yes, that's true. That is very true. Who told you that? Where you heard that from? Why were y'all talking about that? You know, it's a discussion. It's a discussion. Do not keep your kids in the dark because you're scared about the information they're going to get. They got the information already. It's your turn to correct the information they think they got. That's parenting. Don't run away from it. Don't get mad about it. This is 2024. Okay? Yes, there's some states like Texas that are verifying the age of people before they go on certain porn sites. Not every state is like that. Okay? In Florida right now, it's illegal for anyone under 16 or 18 to have TikTok. And I think that's a great thing because I think TikTok is a very informative app, but there's a lot of things on there that I don't think children are able to create boundaries with that they shouldn't be exposed to. You know? But yeah. Children should be able to weave through things like that without you. Okay? But if they bring something to you, be open and be honest. Another thing I want you to think about is making sure your children can think through their own personal challenges or emergencies without you. You know, do they know what to do when they realize what's happening? Do they know what to do when they feel like, oh my gosh, I can't change this? You know, do they know what to do to ask themselves, okay, what can I do right now? What should I do right now? What's the first step right now? Do they know how to calm down and try to do their best and be honest about doing their best? And did they learn from it? A lot of times, our children may get into situations where, yes, it could have been a more serious issue, but it wasn't. But always check in on, did your children learn from it? You know, I told you that, you know, your curfew was 9 o'clock. You stayed out till 11, and then on your way home, you got a flat tire. I had to come get you. If you would have left and started coming home so you could be home at 9, you wouldn't have to worry about that flat tire. Did you learn something from that? You know, things like that. Like, you have to check in with your children to see how they think. And a lot of parents get very defensive when someone calls them up and says, hey, is this such and such? Your child is here in lockup. Can you come down here? Or, hey, this is such and such. Your child is in the principal office for X, Y, and Z. No, my child didn't do that. I know my child. A lot of y'all don't know y'all children. A lot of y'all know your children that come in and go to their room and come down and eat dinner and go back to their room. That's the kid you know. But you don't know the kid that's in their room behind closed doors on the computer or on their phone, what they're doing, what they're saying. You don't know the kid that's in the classroom goofing off when the teacher's trying to teach. You don't know the kid that is the goody two-shoes that never getting in trouble, always got straight A's, knows all the teachers, but holding the illegal things in their locker because that's the last locker they gonna check. Okay? kids do devious things in all shapes and sizes. Straight A's, honor rolls, honors, to not getting straight A's, honor rolls, honors. Okay? Check in with your children. There's a personality. There's a level of your child that you'll be surprised to see that you didn't even know was in there. Okay? But please check in with your children. Get to know your children. There are certain problems that your kids should be able to solve. There are certain things that your kids should be able to do without you. And if you don't check in to see what those things are, if you don't teach them those things, you're going to fail them in the long run. Thank you so much for checking out Cozy Womb Podcast. This is a podcast where I'm pushing better parenting. And if you're not a parent, I hope you learned something today. And if you know a parent, please share this podcast with them. I've been doing this podcast since 2018. I enjoy podcasting because I get to share information and experiences that I have with people so they can be better. So, hey, I appreciate you. I appreciate all the listens, the shares, the reviews. And don't forget to check out shambipodden.com. Peace. Thank you so much for checking out this podcast. If you would like to support this podcast, the link is in the show notes. Don't forget to check out Cozy Womb Shop, and I will check you next week. Peace.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.